أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ.
Have you not seen that Allah has subjected to your service all that is in the heavens and on the earth, and has abundantly bestowed upon you all His bounties, both visible and invisible? Yet some persons dispute regarding Allah without having any knowledge or guidance or any illuminating book. All that is in the heavens and on the earth?
A thing can be subjected to someone's service in two ways. First, that it is made subservient to him, and he is invested with the power to use it as he wills. Second, that the thing is made part of a system in such a manner that it is endowed with utility, and so made conducive to serving someone's interests. Now, while it is true that everything in the heavens and the earth has been subjected to a man's service, not everything has been subjected to that service in a uniform manner. To illustrate, God has subjected air, water, earth, fire, vegetation, minerals, cattle, and many other things to man's service in the sense that he is invested with the power to use them as he wishes. On the other hand, although the sun, the moon, etc. have also been subjected to man's service, this is in the sense that they have been invested with utility and made to serve man's interests.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
When they are told, "Follow what Allah has revealed," they say, "We will rather follow that which we have found our forefathers following." Will they follow that, even though Satan might invite them to the chastisement of the blazing fire?
وَمَن يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ.
Whoever surrenders himself to Allah and lives righteously grasps the most firm handle. The ultimate decision of all matters rests with Allah.
وَمَن كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنكَ كُفْرُهُ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ فَنُنَبِّئُهُم بِمَا عَمِلُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
So let the unbelief of the unbeliever not grieve you. To us is their return, and then we shall inform them of all that they did. Surely, Allah knows well even the secrets that are hidden in the breasts of people.
نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ نَضْطَرُّهُمْ إِلَى عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ.
We allow them to enjoy themselves a while in the world, and then we shall drive them in utter helplessness to a harsh chastisement.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
If you were to ask them, "Who created the heavens and the earth?" they will certainly reply, "Allah." Say, "All praise and thanks be to Allah." Yet most of them do not know.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ.
All that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Verily, He is all-sufficient, immensely praiseworthy.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
If all the trees on earth become pens, and the sea replenished by seven more seas were to supply them with ink, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Verily, Allah is most mighty, most wise. The words of Allah would not be exhausted.
We have already come across this very idea in Surah Al-Kahf 18:109. The purpose of the present statement is to impress upon man that God's creative power is limitless. How can any creature then be God's partner in His Godhead?
ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة إن الله سميع بصير.
To create all of you or to resurrect all of you is to him like creating or resurrecting a single person. Verily, Allah is all hearing, all seeing.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
Do you not see that Allah makes the night phase into the day, and makes the day phase into the night, and has subjected the sun and the moon to His will, so that each of them is pursuing its course till an appointed time? Do you not know that Allah is well aware of all that you do? Is pursuing its course till an appointed time?
Nothing in the world is eternal and everlasting. Everything has a fixed term of existence. During this term it functions, but not after the term's expiry.
ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
All this is because Allah, He alone is the truth, and all that which they call upon beside Him is false. Surely, Allah, He alone is all high, incomparably great.